Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Sometimes it just doesn't seem fair. It seems like we women can just look at a dessert and feel it attaching itself to our thighs. And men stop drinking soda and they lose like 8 pounds in a week. And it just makes me crazy. Why is that? Do men and women lose weight differently? Is there a reason that it seems to us that men lose weight a little bit more easily than women? My guest is Jim White. He's a registered dietitian and the owner of Jim White Fitness and Nutrition Studios. Welcome to the show, Jim. So men and women, is there really a big difference in the way that our bodies adapt to weight loss?
There definitely is. A lot of our clients come in husbands and wives, and the wives always get upset because their husband loses more. And a lot of times, of course, men have more testosterone. They have more muscle mass and can grow muscle faster. So we're seeing this. However, there are some things that men do. And, you know, I just did a story on eating like a man. And, of course, you're probably going to bombard me on this because, you know, there's a lot of truth to this. The way men approach dieting, the way men approach exercise, that may give a little edge. And number one is, I think that men take it like a business plan. You know, they don't focus on dieting. They don't get too emotional. They take look at the big picture, whether it's weight loss, whether it's decreasing body fat, and you know, and they look at the end result. They don't get caught up with the minute details, which could cause problems in emotional sport, especially with a lot of way women take things when it comes to losing weight.
Watch it.
Because I'm telling you,
you knew you were stepping into it. So women look at it as a more emotional because it is for us. For us, it is our self-esteem, our self-confidence, our health. We look at it as the way we look in clothes, the way we look naked in the mirror. I mean, for us, it's a much bigger deal. For men, it's like, okay, my pants are too tight. I'll lose some weight and get it off. But and we're not generalizing all men here because there are some men who have a lot of trouble losing weight. What about the myth that men have? You mentioned more testosterone. What about more muscle mass? Does that help them lose body fat quicker?
It definitely does. And also, you know, of course, you hear we have a lot of men coming, I want to build muscle. And we have a lot of women coming in, and, you know, we hear a phrase, I don't want to get bulky. But studies show by increasing muscle mass, we can additionally burn calories throughout the day. So, you know, this is something where men can really, they jump into the weights, they jump into the exercise, they burn calories, and of course we know it's calories in, calories out. So, you know, they're exposing more calories and not afraid to put on that muscle mass.
So, okay, so first big tip for men and women differences is that women should not be afraid to put on that muscle mass and lift some weights and pump some iron because muscle burns fat for its fuel. And so thereby making us a more efficient machine and we will burn more calories throughout the day when we're not even exercising. Now, Jim, what about a difference between the sexes in our food preferences? Is it true that men like more meat and bacon and burgers and things and women kind of get attached to carbohydrates?
Yeah, there's that, and then there's the diet food. You know, a lot of times women eat diet food, and it's not fulfilling. And you know, a lot, of course, we know there's a lot of hidden calories, there's a lot of hidden chemicals, and a lot of the diet food out there. Where men hit the more of the meat and potatoes and the veggies, more whole foods, more solid foods, and it sustains them longer. So they're not hungry throughout the day, and more likely don't get into those diet traps of the diet foods.
What about preparing the meals? Is it true in this day and age that it's still women preparing most of the meals and thereby we are clearing the table, nibbling off our kids' plates, tasting the foods that we're cooking, so we're ingesting more calories to begin with?
Absolutely. It's kind of a double-edged sword with that. I really feel that women do a great job in finding healthy, savvy type of food options. There's a lot of great websites out there where women search for those to find lower calorie foods, but you're right on more cooking. The more you're around, women do more cooking. However, the studies are showing that men are actually doing more cooking than usual, but the nibbling 1,500 calories here and there, calories can really add up, and that's something that women can do that can actually raise their calories. Also for alcohol, just look at alcoholic drinks. I mean, men, of course, a lot of studies show drink more beer. They're more filling. You know, of course, you can get beer down to 64 calories, all the way up to, you know, 200, but a lot of the foo-foo drinks, we'll call them, the margaritas and the pina coladas are loaded with sugar, are loaded with calories, and could be a difference by drinking beer. It could cause less calories taken in.
Again, with the women liking the foo-foo drinks and men wouldn't be caught dead drinking some of those drinks, a pink squirrel or, a pina colada or margarita or something. Now, if both sexes diet the same, cut their calories approximately the same, walk on the treadmill, will the men lose faster than the women just based on gender? I mean, do they burn more calories than we do?
Yeah, I feel that just based on genetics, they have a slight edge, but however... I don't want to, make this all about men are the best eaters. Women do such a great job. First of all, shopping for foods. They look at products more. They understand labels better. They're educating themselves constantly. So I give kudos to the women for that. Also, social support. Women are great at finding a friend, finding a partner. They're not afraid to hire a personal trainer to help them. And as we know, accountability is everything. So that really puts them ahead of the game. And, a lot of times they do have fun with it, and I think that's really important to overall weight loss. So, I think the big picture is that they can both share from each other. I think if men took some principles from the women, if women took some principles from the men, it can really help them out.
And what about our attitudes towards losing weight, Jim? I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but give us your best tips and include what we can do to change our attitudes. Men look at it as, okay, I'm just going to get a few pounds off now. And we're women, as we said, it has the emotional, concept to it, the emotional angle. And really, is there a big difference in the way that our attitudes affect, and impact the way we lose weight?
Absolutely. I would stop counting calories. The scale is good, but of course it can cause obsession, it causes guilt, and really affect people's emotional state, which can cause more overeating. So I would look at this as a lifestyle at the long distance. I mean, what are we in a rat race to lose 20 or 30 pounds when it can just gain back when you gain it that lose it that fast? So look at the long term, really look at the big goals, eat solid foods throughout the day and not get caught up in those diet traps. And, relax. It's not about feeling guilty. It's not about, feeding for emotion or being anxious. This is something we're going to be with the rest of our life, these bodies. And I think we got to take the approach of just making it a lifestyle and enjoying ourselves while we're doing this.
Well, that is great advice. And now in the last minute or so, minute and a half even, that we have your best advice for women losing weight, especially if they're in, a diet program with a man, to kind of keeping up with the Joneses and really making their best efforts at losing weight and taking it off for all, once and for all.
Melanie, I think lifting weight. Time and time we hear women are scared to lift weights, but lift weights. Build muscle. Don't be afraid of that. Lean muscle is attractive. It's sexy. Get that cardio in. Burn those calories. Focus on the big picture, the 500 calories decreased throughout the diet each day and the 500 calories burned. Focus on real foods. Don't get caught up with a lot of your fat-free, calorie-free foods that might not be that settling and really satisfying for you. Focus on, drinking a lot of water and making sure that you enjoy it, make it a lifestyle, and maybe take a little edge off of the anxiety, guilt, and emotion, and really, really enjoy what you're doing.
So to surmise, Jim White, registered dietitian, has recommended that we take some of the emotional aspect out of weight loss. We drink plenty of water. We don't be afraid to, lift weights and pump iron because muscle really burns fat. We look at what we're doing and eating and stop looking at it as a scale, as a number. We just cut down our calories, try and eat healthier, and we'll be able to kind of catch up with the men. We just can't look at it as a race or a competition because women, we are just a little bit different than men. Yes, we know that. So we have to look at losing weight differently too. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.